Good evening and welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be celebrating the 100th birthday of tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins with a look at his last great period of recordings, including work with Max Roach, Duke Ellington, and Sonny Rollins. It's the Hawkhead's home, Coleman Hawkins in the early 1960s, tonight on Nightlights. Thank you. Coleman Hawkins doing Jerome Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from a new compilation, The Best of Coleman Hawkins, on the Prestige label. Originally appeared on an album called Good Old Broadway in the Moodsville series, featuring Tommy Flanagan on piano, Major Holly on bass, and Eddie Locke on drums. This is David Brent Johnson, and tonight on Nightlights, we're focusing on the late period recordings of Coleman Hawkins, the tenor saxophonist who'd be celebrating his 100th birthday tomorrow if he were still alive. Coleman Hawkins had been a key figure in jazz since joining the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra in the 1920s, and after leaving Henderson, he became one of the first American jazz expatriates, spending the years of 1934 through 1939 in France. Upon his return to America, he revolutionized tenor sax playing with his recording of Body and Soul, and he played an important role in the fruition of bebop with a mid-1940s band that included trumpeter Howard McGhee. It's a chapter of Hawkins' life that's detailed in Scott DeVoe's book, The Birth of Bebop. He played and recorded with Thelonious Monk, a leading architect of modern jazz, and his late 1940s solo performance of a piece called Picasso from Norm Granz's Jazz Scene album is a tour de force. So he wasn't someone who rested on his laurels. He took great pride in continuing to listen to young players and to work with them as well. And this latter period of his career, the early 1960s that we're going to take a look at tonight, shows how he continued to adapt to modern trends in jazz. We're going to start off with a live recording done in 1960 at the Easton Jazz Festival, which found Hawkins in the company of bebop piano legend Bud Powell. Bud Powell, of course, had struggled from the mid-1950s on to match the consistent greatness of his earlier work, but this concert is considered one of his finest moments in the latter part of his career. We'll hear them doing another Jerome Kern song. This is one that had become a Coleman Hawkins signature tune by this point, Yesterday's on Nightlights.
We had a little request to play a dollar tune, so I suggested a very pretty one, Yesterday's. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Coleman Hawkins with Bud Powell at the 1968 Jazz Festival, joined by Oscar Pettiford on bass and Kenny Clark on drums, performing Jerome Kern's Yesterdays. That was from April of 1960, and later on that summer, Coleman Hawkins would play at Newport with Charles Mingus and Max Roach, but not as a part of the Newport Jazz Festival. It was a kind of rival Newport Jazz Festival. They called themselves the Newport Jazz Rebels, or just the Newport Rebels, unhappy with how the Newport Jazz Festival was being run. Mingus and Max Roach had this alternate gathering, and Coleman Hawkins played with them, and that sort of indirectly led to his appearance on Max Roach's album a few months later called We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite. It's kind of a civil rights landmark or milestone in jazz for the early 1960s. Abby Lincoln's on it, and a lot of other good people. Booker Little, I believe, is on this record as well. And Walter Benton, Julian Priester, a lot of very good players, and it's a very strong pro-civil rights statement that Max Roach made. And Coleman Hawkins is on one tune that Abby Lincoln sings called Drive a Man. And Hawkins was so impressed by the work overall, according to Nat Hentoff's liner notes, that he stayed long after his own part was finished. Hentoff says he kept turning to Max Roach, commenting on the strong, bold melodies. Did you really write this, Max? Hawkins kept asking. My, my. So obviously very intrigued with this work of Max Roach's. We'll hear Coleman Hawkins now with Max Roach and Abby Lincoln on Drive a Man from We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite.
Drive a man, he made a life, but the mammy ain't his wife. Chopping cotton, don't be slow. Better finish out your row. Keep a moving with that plow. Drive a man'll show you how. Get to work and root that stump. Drive a man'll make you jump. Better make your hammer ring. Drive a man'll start to swing. Ain't but two things on my mind. Drive a man in quitting time. Thank you. mammy ain't his wife. Chopping cotton, don't be slow. Better finish out your row. Keep a moving with that plow. Drive a man will show you how. Get to work and root that stump. Drive a man will make you jump. Better make your hammer ring. Drive a man will start to swing. Ain't but two things on my mind. Drive a man and quitting time. Drive a man to kind of boss. Ride a man and lead a horse. When his cat or nine tail fly, you'll be happy just to die. Run away and you'll be found by his big old red bone hound. Paddy Roller bring you back, make you sorry you is black. Drive a man he made a life, but a mammy ain't his wife. Ain't but two things on my mind. Drive a man and quitting time.
Max Roach's Drive a Man, co-written with Oscar Brown Jr. from We Insist, Max Roach's Freedom Now Suite, Abby Lincoln on vocals, and Coleman Hawkins playing the tenor saxophone solo on that track that I recorded from in September of 1960. You might have noticed that there was a squeak there in Coleman Hawkins' performance, but according to Hentoff's liner notes, he said, "No, don't splice when it's all perfect, especially in a piece like this. There's something very wrong." Hawkins was a modernist who stayed current, but he was also happy on occasion to reunite with partners from long ago dates. He had played with Benny Carter in the Fletcher Henderson Band in the 1920s and 1930s, and in 1937 they made some superlative recordings with Django Reinhardt in Paris. In 1961, he set in on a Benny Carter-led date called Further Definitions that used the very same instrumentation, four saxophones and a rhythm section, as that 1937 Paris date. And we'll hear that followed by a tune from an album he made the same year with clarinetist Pee Wee Russell, someone he hadn't recorded with since 1929. First, here's the Quincy Jones tune, The Midnight Sun Will Never Set, from Benny Carter's Further Definitions on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Pee-wee Russell and Coleman Hawkins doing Duke Ellington's All Too Soon from the album Jazz Reunion. Pee-wee Russell on clarinet, joined there by Emmett Berry on trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Nat Pierce on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Before that, we heard The Midnight Sun Will Never Set from Benny Carter's Further Definitions, with Coleman Hawkins taking the tenor sax solo, Dick Katz the piano solo, and Benny Carter the alto saxophone solo. Well, speaking of Duke Ellington, Coleman Hawkins in 1962 had expressed a long-standing desire to do an album with Ellington, and they had talked about doing such a project for many, many years, and it finally came about in late 1962. We'll also hear from an album Hawkins recorded for Impulse around the same time, one that he was quite proud of and which he referred to often in his last years as one of his favorites, the album Today and Now. First, though, it's Self-Portrait of the Bean, a tune that Ellington wrote, as was sometimes his wont, on the morning of the session from Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins on Nightlights. Thank you. Coleman Hawkins with A Love Song from Apache, written for the 1954 Burt Lancaster movie Apache by David Raxon, who also wrote the theme for the 1943 movie Laura, which went on to become a jazz standard. Before that, we heard Self-Portrait of the Bean, written by Duke Ellington for the album Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins. That song, Love Song from Apache, I believe that was the first ever jazz recording of that, done by Coleman Hawkins. He kept his ears open to modern tunes, and he also proved himself capable of fitting in with modern musical trends while retaining his own sound and identity, as evidenced by our next selection, which comes from his album Desafinado, Jazz, Samba, and Bossa Nova. Stan Getz had popularized Bossa Nova in the early 1960s, and everybody, it seemed, was recording it in the autumn of 1962, including Coleman Hawkins. We'll hear his version here of Antonio Carlos Jobim's one-note samba on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're wondering who the other tenor saxophonist is on that track, that's Sonny Rollins from the 1963 album Sonny Meets Hawk. Before that, we heard One Note Samba from the Coleman Hawkins album Desafinado. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next week for the Jazz Workshops Part 2, featuring Charles Mingus's Savoy Jazz Workshop record and an unreleased session from Birth of the Cool veteran Johnny Carisi. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and from Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.
Thank you.